the sun to find my love, I'll eternally wander. A risk to take, a promise to deliver, every ounce of strength I'll give her. On Devil's Lake,
was Shiver by Whale and the Wolf, an alternative rock band from Edmonton who've had several of their songs chart in the Canadian Top 40 and who've opened for Mother Mother, One Bad Son, and Theory of a Dead Man. I spoke with vocalist Ryan Meyer over Skype. Ryan, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been making music? Did you know what you wanted to do since you were a kid?
It's not that I knew I wanted to do it. I just kind of did it. it was not forced upon me, but I kind of grew up around it. Always my parents played in a band, so when I was kind of born into going to hall parties in northern Saskatchewan and kind of letting the room be the babysitter, if you know what I mean. They were always playing. My mom was a backup singer, my dad was a drummer singer, and then sort of the old route of church was sort of a mainstay. I'm not super religious by any means, but my grandparents were quite Catholic, so it was everyone was expected to be in church on Sundays when I was very young, and it was just sort of a part of the thing. A lot of my aunts and uncles were in the choir, so you're kind of forced to sing, and it sort of sharpened some of my things that I would call skills now in that department, I guess.
Do you remember what the very first album that you ever bought for yourself was?
Yeah, I totally do. It was at a Zellers when Zellers existed, and it would have been No Doubt's Tragic Kingdom. It was the first one that, like, I had probably been given albums by like family members. I had an uncle in radio, and he was always giving us like the free demo CDs that came in that were just like singles. I remember getting the Ecky Bricky Heart Billy Ray Cyrus demo when that came out, a Weird Al Yankovic demo when that came out, Michael Jackson demo, that kind of stuff. But the first one, like when I went and like had my own birthday money or whatever it was that I used, it was Tragic Kingdom by the No Doubt, and I still like that album to this day.
That's a great album.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come together with Brandon, Lucas, and Joel to form Whale and the Wolf?
That was a culmination of fortuitous timing for two acts that broke up at the time. I was in a band called The Teenage Gentleman prior with Lucas, the bassist, and then Brandon was in another band called Naked Beauty. Both of those bands just sort of like dissolved, not through any like ill will or anything like that. It's just timing and people moving on and doing other things in their life. And we had sort of grown up in the same scene playing shows together with our bands, and then when those two bands broke up, it just sort of made sense that we picked up where those bands left off, and we kind of created a new group out of the members of two groups that just broke up, if that makes sense to you.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing live?
You know what? I would say not recording. I would say least in our element when we're recording, because you really see like sort of the pimples of your, for the lack of a better term, like sort of the blemishes in your trade. You know what I mean? Like everything's got to be perfect in a lot of ways, and you're like, I need to practice more. Like one of those things. So not there. I would say on stage, we just sort of let it all hang out, and I think we come across very genuine, which we don't try to be, and I think that's why it comes across that way. You know, like we're not trying to push an image, but I think we get one from not pushing it, if that sort of if that makes any sense at all. But yeah, I think it's live on stage is where we're in our element the most.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it very collaborative, or does one of you typically take the lead?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get to this in a moment, but we're currently writing a lot to record with a couple of producers. I'm sure we can talk about that a little bit, but we just actually talked about sort of the songwriting and how that sort of works in our band, and the producers we're dealing with are really impressed with how collaborative we are as a band and sort of that whole writing process. And just like, it really is a sum of its parts. We have, so Luke's the bassist, Brandon on guitar, myself singing, Ryan, the drummer Joel, and we actually have a piano player who we've like made a mainstay of the band, who will be on the new recordings. And so like there's five people in a room, and I think a lot of bands would stray away from like letting five cooks in the kitchen at the same time, but it just seems to work really well with our band. We really get along and we listen to each other, and there's never too many that it's never come to blows over a decision made on a song yet. So that's sort of, I think we just keep going with that. And I think we're going in the right direction with that, like very collaborative songwriting. Now in the past, we have done it where our guitar player will come to us with just something that's rather tasty and we'll build off of it, or I'll write an entire song acoustically that I can sing along to, and then they'll make it way better. But for the most part, lately, it's been like five people locked in a room and we really punch things out. And if it usually just seems to fall out of us, and if we're fighting too hard with a song, it's probably not going to work out, and we've come to terms with that. So, yeah.
You released your debut EP in 2015, charting three singles in the Canadian Top 40.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last couple of years, you've released several new singles, including your song Touch, which hit number 25 on the charts. What was the inspiration for that song?
That song was actually the hardest song that we've ever written, in that it just, like, that one actually didn't just fall out. We had some pieces in there. Like, we had, I think, the chorus was what came first in that one, the maybe we just don't belong, that part, like that came quite easy. So did that little synth hook part, that came easy. But how that song all formed in the end really found its way to where it is now in the studio, which normally we go into the studio with like the song pretty much 90% cooked. That one was like 50% going into the studio. We really had to push that one. But the inspiration for the song, as far as like what it's about, I think a lot of people would see, like, just on the surface, if you listen to the lyrics and dissect it, maybe like some forbidden young love where, you know, parents are saying you guys shouldn't be together and blah, 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 and they fight through it. And that's sort of, if people think that and that speaks to them, great, but it's sort of between us and who's listening. It's about like young people who probably shouldn't be together because they're terrible for each other, but bad people are breeding. We know that, right? So that's sort of the thing there. I don't think I've really brought it up that way, but that's how it is. Yeah.
Maybe we just don't belong. I say we set it on fire. Maybe we just don't belong.